England to Australia in 13 days. The idea obsessed my mind day and night. The mere wish to fly to Australia in record time rapidly grew into a firm determination. No one had faith in me except myself, and who could blame them? I knew somehow that I could do it, and it was up to me to prove it. But the money, so much was needed. Where could I find hundreds of pounds? After many weary months of fortune hunting, two kind-hearted English gentlemen joined hands to help me. My father and Lord Wakefield. Their faith in me can never be repaid. Now the rush begins. It's to be a race of the monsoons. Can I get through before they break? In my diary, May the 5th is ringed in red as the last day on which I can make a start. In breathless haste, I arrange my petrol and oil supplies, maps, tools, and kit. 10 days before I am due to start, I haven't an aeroplane. Then I am introduced to Jason, a very ordinary machine, but now a dear and valued friend. In an incredibly short time, he is prepared for his great task. Yet it is May the 5th before he stands waiting for me on the tarmac of Croydon Aerodrome. It is glorious to be off at last, alone and in peace, after the hurry and bustle of those last 3 weeks. Now I have time to think. Where am I bound for today? Vienna. Am I really to see this city of dreams?